I'll just start it off. We're already talking. So here with me and Callan, we're talking about, you know, some controversial things and subjects. So we're trying to figure out exactly which one to talk about and which one to land on. But there are some topics out there that a lot of people talk about in the base community that we have some opinions about. So we're just going to kind of shoot the breeze and talk about them. One of the first things, I'll leave the wrong notes for another. Yeah, we'll talk about it. Maybe we'll get into that a little bit.
Next time.
So one of the topics is slap bass is great, like just in general, like, or slap bass is awesome, or, you know, the way somebody just feels about the style of slap bass. Now, I know a lot of people have a lot to say with this, and even me, it's so funny, and it may seem like contradictory because you probably have heard me slap a lot. I don't necessarily like slapping. Like, that's, it's so weird. Wow. It's so, like, right, I'm sure you probably wouldn't even have thought to even, you know, hear me say that, but I know, you know, and I'm kind of being super transparent here, I know I do it a lot only because that's what a lot of people like. I mean, that's the age of social media now. Like, that's the age of just being in this community. Like, you do what works, you do what has views, you do what sells. Like, and that's what I did. With slap bass, well, I'll get into that a little bit more, but what do you think, man? What do you think about slap bass? You could slap like crazy, man. Like, that's not even an issue for you. But what do you feel about slap bass overall in general as a technique?
Oh, thank you, man. Yeah. I mean, it's a lot. I remember when I first got into it, like when I first got into bass playing, that was all I wanted to do. Right. Like, oh, that, yeah. That was it. You know, you hear Larry Graham, you hear Louis Johnson, mm-hmm. and you're like, okay, it's game over. Mm-hmm. That's what the bass is. And, yeah, I remember just playing, man, there was a bass line, Aeroplane, mm-hmm. By the Chili Peppers.
Yes.
Which is a great, great bass line. It's fun. It's funky, but yeah, I mean, I must have just annoyed everybody that I was around for years. I mean, that first 2 years, I was just playing that every day. And yeah, I think now I look back on that kind of, I don't know, the beginner slap, and it's good, you know? Like, overall, I totally, like, I get it. I've been there.
Right.
But it's very, like, everybody's on it. And absolutely, it's hard to get it to sound good.
Yeah.
You know, you really have to put in a lot of time.
Yeah, not only that, man. It's like, you, even with slap bass, it's such a crazy technique. And before, when I started doing it and I was getting mad that I couldn't get it, I would just have this strong hatred for bass players that could slap because I couldn't do it. It was just hard. It was hard for me to do. And I always just thought of them as, you should just go play drums. Like, you might as well just go and get on a drum set, because that's really what slap bass is, you know, it's all of those rhythms combined. And, you know, and it's crazy because a lot of drummers that transition to bass are crazy slap bass players. Obviously it makes sense, it's just the rhythm of it. And I talk a lot about, you know, the analogy of playing slap bass and playing percussion or thinking like a drummer a lot.
Yeah.
And it just makes sense, but I just got mad at it because there's a thin line to me, because you can make it musical and then sometimes it can be super annoying at sometimes when it's literally just rhythms. To me, that's just, I mean, maybe everybody, you know, anybody else thinks differently.
Yeah.
But, you know, I enjoy it, or I respect it more when you can make it musical, you know, when you have something to say and not just beating on the bass. You know what I mean?
Right.
Everybody got their own opinion, but what are you going to say?
Well, it's tough, man, because like I love it too.
Yeah.
You know, like I love it. And, you know, I mean, there's some people who do it, Victor, Marcus, and they don't, it's very tasteful.
Yes.
And they know how to, you know, evoke a feeling and do something purposeful with it. But God, it takes a long time to get there.
Absolutely. I mean, even when you're talking about, like, you know, Larry Graham and, you know, the guys back in the day, Bootsy, back in the day, it wasn't as musical. Now, this is my opinion. It wasn't as musical as some of the stuff, you know, being played today, especially like when Victor came out. I think that was a whole nother level of musicality when he involved the technique with super classical playing, and just creating songs around it and all of these crazy different techniques and different rhythms that he would do. And it sounded so musical to me. And I kind of gravitated towards that. Any other one was like, I don't know, it's so hard to say, because it was so much more percussion based to me versus, you know, adding that theory in there. You know, if I just want something to feel good and just, I'll listen to a drum beat. That's just me. But I like, when I'm playing slap, I like to be musical. I like for it to go somewhere. I like to be able to, you know, be creative when I'm playing slap. And sometimes we can get into it. A lot of people sound exactly the same when you end up playing slap bass. And the crazy thing is, you know, this might, you know, turn some heads or ruffle some feathers too, but I hate the term slap bass. I can't stand it. It was always thumping to me. Like, it was always thumping. Like, I don't know even where slap bass came from. Maybe it is a technical term. I don't know. But it was so weird. You know, the term slap bass after a while just kind of gets, I don't know, it gets annoying to me. But anyway, I'm trying to, like, maybe show my true colors here. But, and it may seem, like I said, it may seem contradictory, but I
let
never
it all
really,
out.
I know, man. Like, I never really get a chance to, like, say it. And a lot of times you have to appeal to the audience, right? You have to appeal to people, what people like. And a lot of times I have to teach things that I may not care for. You know, I may have to learn things or teach somebody else something that may not be my specific style. That happens all the time. Like, I'm teaching a style that I don't primarily play. I know how to play it, but I might not primarily play it. I might have to teach a song or even learn a song that I may not care for. That happens all the time. Like, I got to learn a song in a couple minutes that I can't stand. But I got to learn it and play it as if it's the best song in the world. You know what I mean? Like, right. So, but anyway, going back to slap bass. Yeah, the term is weird too. So now I kind of adapted that. Everybody has adapted to slap bass, but it was always thumping, man. It was, I don't know, to me, that's just a personal cultural thing. I don't know. But, but slap bass, in a way, it is great when done right, I believe. And there's different styles to different people that they have their own feel. Like, you know, like the old school cats back in the day, you know, you have the new guys now, like the not now, but Vic is an OG. But like when he came with it, it was so innovative, you know, and people still try to replicate it to this day. Like, I still can't do a lot of this stuff. And in the beginning, that's all I wanted to learn. Like, that's all I wanted to do was Victor. I wanted to learn classical thump. I wanted to learn, I'm terrible with names. Every song, I can tell you and sing back to you every song on the album that he has on every album, but I can't remember the names of them. But yeah, I've always wanted to do that. Always wanted to do that. And can't hold no groove. Man, that Vic. Yeah. Vic is a monster, man. But yeah, slap bass in general, to me, you know, it's cool, and when it's needed. So, question for you, Callan. As far as your favorite, like, slap bass person, like, when did you get into it? Like, were you listening to Louis Johnson, Larry Grant? Were you listening to that? Was that what introduced you? Was Marcus the person that, you know, was Victor, like, you know, because you're younger than me, so I don't know what you had an opportunity to hear first. What was your first start with slap bass, period, or thumping?
Yeah, I remember my music teacher, because I kind of fell into bass in an awkward way. I got placed in a guitar class in high school, and I didn't sign up to take a guitar class. Like, that's, I was weird. Ready to do photography. I was ready to be a filmmaker.
No, you're just going to play guitar.
Right. They just put me in the class. They were like a, you know, placeholder. And I kind of was just, I was weird. And I was like, well, maybe, you know, maybe I could make this work. Maybe I could play bass. Like, that's a cool instrument, you know. And my brother's a great guitarist. So I was like, it's taken, right?
Yeah.
I can't play guitar. So I asked the teacher, and I was like, hey, is there any way? And he is a bass player. So it worked out. And within the first couple weeks of that class, he put on a video of Victor's jam.
It's over now.
Yeah, that was done. So that was really what, like, because I'd been listening to, you know, funk and R&B my whole life. Like, I you know, have been listening to Marcus without knowing I'm listening to Marcus, you know, and hearing all of that. So, like, actually seeing someone do it for the first time and kind of matching that sound with the instrument, first time was Victor, for sure.
Wow, that's some type of introduction, man.
Yeah, it's pretty insane. What about you? I mean,
That's an interesting question, man, because even when I first started, like the way that I grew up, the way that I grew up, there wasn't slap bass. So like I grew up playing in church, and that's all I knew in the beginning was just kind of playing in that type of setting. And it's not really a lot of slap bass, well, not really any slap bass when I was playing in church. And even the style of church that I grew up in, it wasn't even like that. It was more so, I'm trying to give an analogy to how it was sound. It was more so, I don't know if anybody's seen the movie Cadillac Records with Muddy Waters, and not much, that's not the actual guy, but Muddy Waters, he was a character in the show. He's playing slide, like a slide guitar type of thing. And it's more like a Delta blues type of thing. It's very weird. So the Hawaiian guitar is like the main instrument, or pedal steel instrument. So anyway, very old school type of sound. So I didn't really get introduced to slap bass till way later in my playing. And even still, I never knew who Larry Graham was. I never knew who Louis Johnson was. I never paid attention to it. I might have known who Bootsy was, just for some movies and videos or something like that. But other than that, maybe Verdine White. But when they played, it didn't really catch me. I'm sure they were playing slap bass, but I didn't really catch on to it at the time. But I think I was somewhere, I can't remember, but my dad had a CD of Victor, not even Marcus, because I've heard Marcus play before, and it really didn't catch me. Like, even he's amazing, is great, but because that style wasn't, it didn't hit me like that. I just wasn't, I didn't gravitate to it. But anyway, he had the Show of Hands CD, the Show of Hands from Victor Wooten. That's the first time I kind of got introduced to that kind of style of slap bass. And that changed my whole perception, right? Even when hearing some of those bass lines before, they were always with the band. Like even some of the old school funk stuff, there's always with the other instruments, and it was always with the band, and they were just kind of doing their thing in the background. I never heard it out front. You know what I mean? I never heard it in that capacity that Victor had it and just played it by himself. I think the whole entire record may be by itself, if I'm thinking correctly. And I never heard it in that way, to be so freaking musical. And I thought he like overdubbed himself playing like 10 times. And I was like, oh wow, that's pretty cool. He played it, he got it, he played himself over and over. It's like, oh, my dad was like, no, he's not, that's him. Like, that's him. He can play that live. So I said, nah, man, stop playing with me. And I was super young. Yeah, I was super young, and I finally saw him live, and I saw him play that stuff. And I was like, man. So it brought a whole nother, because I just thought bass was not supposed to stand out. I thought we were never supposed to have that, that platform. Solo, and we're getting some other, topics that are controversial too. Bass soloing always sounds terrible. A lot of people think, or you leave the room whenever a bass solo starts, or something like that. But I never heard it to the magnitude that he was playing. I mean, soloing, theoretical ability, just creativity, just composition, all of that, all of the above. So that really changed my playing completely in that sense. It's two people that did it for me. It was Oteil and Vic. That really changed my perception as far as the bass being out front, or being able to express yourself that way on the bass, because I'd never heard it done so delicately like that. And so, I don't know, just I don't know, just flawlessly, like the way they did it. But anyway, that was my introduction to kind of slap bass. Other than that, I had a lot of, guy friends later on in my playing, from Chicago, that I ended up, meeting. They have a whole completely different style of like slap bass. I think it's called greasing. We've talked about that before. And I know Damo does some of that. We talked about that last one of the last podcasts. And they have this crazy weird style. Him and Donald Alford, and I, we did a podcast with him. It was a while ago. But yeah, they have this crazy style. Maybe we'll talk about that a whole nother podcast. Of slapping. It's almost not even slapping. It's like a pick slap type of thing. It's weird, very weird. So there's so many different levels of slapping, but when I think of the term slap bass, I just think, oh, Callum, while I have you here, another thing. Let me get this off my chest. Let me get this off my
Do
chest,
it.
man.
Do it.
Maybe I won't. Maybe I won't. I'm gonna get tore up.
You can't leave me hanging out.
I'm gonna get tore up, man. But anyway, okay. It's the perception of slap bass, right? Every time I play a slap bass thing, and this pisses me off all the time. Every time I play anything like slap bass, I guarantee you 100% in the comments somewhere, something about Seinfeld is going to be mentioned. I hate that, because that's not even a real bass. It's just like a
keyboard.
It's a keyboard. It's a synth. And it's like, oh man, it's like, so you really don't know bass then. But everything, I was like, every slap bass doesn't sound like Seinfeld. Like, okay, like that's enough. It's like the joke is over now. It's like, I don't know. It's a weird thing. When I came into the bass community and even online, I was just like, what are people talking about?
That's a lot.
That's, yeah. Maybe we'll do a whole nother segment of crazy comments that we've gotten. But yeah, like every... I'm going to do this one time. Everybody that says I look like somebody, we'll do that a whole nother time.
Oh, yeah.
It's the craziest thing, man. It's like all bald head guys with beards don't look like LeBron James or...
I was like, going to say, like, I see LeBron James all the time. It's like you look nothing.
That's
like
one
LeBron
of the main
James.
Ones that I... Dude, I've gotten LeBron James. I've gotten Draymond Green, which is almost close to an insult. No disrespect, Draymond. But I've gotten James Harden because of the beard. Another dude the other day called me Isaac Hayes. Dude, I've gotten everything. I'm trying to think of another one, like just with a guy with a beard. There's so many. I need to go through the comments and read them all. But dude, literally, I don't know. It was just a stereotypical thing of people thinking that that's slap bass when it's not really slap bass. Yeah. I'm going to post the picture. I'm going to post the guy. There's an actual video. Maybe we put it in here. There's a video of a guy explaining him playing that bass line on the key, like on the keyboard. So everybody can just see that that is not a freaking bass. Anyway, rant over. back to slap bass. But I think everybody's just kind of made it so... I don't know. Like, I don't know. You kind of get turned off by it because everybody tries to do it, or everybody just, you know, that's all they want to hear, or no, it's, you know, it's just like, it's just synonymous with the bass. Like when I tell somebody you want to play the bass, like that weird meme thing, like slapping the bass. I don't know where that movie is from, or where that's some movie is talking about slapping the bass. I think it's like a line in there who's talking about slapping the bass, and everybody says it whenever I say I play bass. But anyway, very weird. That makes me not want to play slap bass at all.
There's a lot of aspects of it that are just like, oh man.
Yeah, it's definitely interesting. But yeah, I thought we'd get some definitely great takes out of that conversation and out of that topic, man. There's so many, like I said, we haven't even touched. Like, what was the one that we were going to talk about? Oh God! I don't even talk about it, like the wrong note thing. But we'll talk about that later. That can be a whole another podcast too. But I don't know, anything else you want to mention about slap bass, or get off your chest, man, as you will, please.
Oh,
by all means.
I think you have to get to a certain level with it in order. I mean, and that sounds not right to say, like, oh well, you got to be really good if you want me to listen to it. You know, like that's not what I'm going for.
But I get what you're saying though, man. Like I get it. Like, it's hard to master, like in that in between stage. Yeah. It's like having that, like, so say if you're trying to, like, a guy's trying to grow his hair out, like there's an in between stage that's not really that great. And then when you finally get to like the full length that you wanted, like that was with me when I had locks back in the day. Like that in between stage is scary. So it's like, okay, why you got it? But also know at the same time, and I talk about this with a lot of different techniques that people talk about and want to learn, like with tapping, with like the two-hand tapping, you know, that kind of stuff, the 3-4 finger technique stuff, you know, the 4-5 finger chordal thing. You have to realize there's a time and a place for all of that, and notice what takes priority. You know, like that's the slap bass is cool, but if that's your thing and that's what you do, I get it. But how many times are you going to use that? I had to kind of pull myself back because it was like, I had to be practical. Like, is this what I do? You know, I'm not about to play classical thump inside of a R&B gig. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to play Can't Hold No Groove in church. Well, let me You know, actually, you know what? I actually have played Can't Hold No Groove in church. I wish I could clip that and I'll show it.
Yeah,
but anyway, but I'm just saying, you get the idea, man. It's like, what makes sense for you to do? If you're just trying to learn it just for the hell of it, like, okay, cool. You know, but you have to make sure you learn the other things that take precedence over, you know, the icing on the cake, if you will. You know, that's like the cherry on top stuff. If you don't know foundational wise, you know, bass playing, I wouldn't get too much into slap bass, because then that's all you're going to become. You know, that's, you're not going to have the foundational values of being able to play bass, the actual bass, instead of like learning all the tips and the tricks, which is great. But we have to have a certain balance of that. And I think that's one of my main problems, too. I think when people learn it, it's like the gospel thing or the meme that we put up. It's like taking that next step or skipping a bunch of steps to learn something crazy. I think it was like theory, scales, and then there was another step, like the fifth step was like gospel, shout bass or something like that.
Yeah.
Just trying to run. Exactly. Trying to run before you can walk or crawl. You know, I think that's one of the main things, is my issue with learning different techniques like that. But yeah, man, this is interesting.
Yeah, I mean, about the middle part, you know, about that learning part of slap bass, where it's kind of before you get to that higher level. I mean, I remember having tape like on the back of my bass. I would just cover the back of my bass with these lengths of tape, because double thumbing is really hard to learn. I mean, that's something that takes a really, really long time to get down.
It is.
And it took me months of working on that every day. And my thumb would bleed. Like my thumb would get all bloody, but then you can't practice for 2 weeks, because then you got a scab, and you know. Mm-hmm. So I taped up my thumb, and I just keep tape on the back of my bass so I could just put it right back on.
You know what?
And
did you have tape on the back of your bass when we were in LA? Like when we were in Anaheim?
Yeah,
that's what I thought. Yeah. I remember seeing tape.
I still have tape on the back of my bass, just in case. You know, I just keep tape back there.
That's hilarious. Like, what the hell is this tape for? You know? Like, no, but I get it, man. It's the same thing. You know, like I had band-aids all over the place. My finger wrapped up. I had blisters all over the place. My fingers would bleed, you know, from playing for so long. I mean, they have never. I don't think I have any feeling at all. And either of these eight fingers right here, I don't have any feeling at all, just from the years of destroying my bass and playing so hard, and you know, developing the calluses and stuff like that. But yeah, you got to go through that. You got to go through, you know, all of that stuff, and that could be a whole nother podcast, man. It's like,
for sure,
it's the work, man. It's the long nights. It's the sleeping, you know, with your bass. Like that's how it literally was. But anyway, we'll talk about that another level. So. We're going to get off. We're going to leave that next time for the next podcast. Hopefully, you guys enjoy. If you're listening to this, or if you're watching this and you're not part of the Bass Nation Academy, the link is going to be anywhere in the description that this video is. Or if you're listening, it's going to be in the description or in the bio or something like that. If you want to level up your bass playing, this is what we're talking about. Just, you know, the whole life of bass, the bass community, being able to be your best self, or just, you know, excel, you know, in your musicality, in your bass playing in general. But yeah, if you're interested in that, come hang out with us at Bass Nation Academy. That'll be cool. Like, comment, subscribe if you're seeing this on YouTube or anything or anywhere else. What else, man? I think that's it.
That's it for me.
I think that's it. All right. We'll take you guys in the next one.